Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
Oh, that sounds better today.
It's very nice, isn't it? Is bunking off an official term? Are you allowed to use that?
Well, I think everyone knows what I'm guessing at.
I've just looked it up, actually. I think it's in the Cambridge English Dictionary.
Is it really?
Strangely enough,
yes. Okay. So have you phoned BT up yet to get them to sort your ISDN line out? Or?
No, I think the problem is they're moving away from ISDN quality lines, which is poses a bit of a problem for us. But Zoom seemed to be helping us out quite nicely this morning, so we're okay.
Yeah, there's another one which all the professionals are using, which is obviously not you and me. But I think we should get to the bottom of that, because it's all about the amount of sort of data going through the line, isn't it?
I tell you what I use a lot of, IPD, I think it's called, and CleanFeed is another very good
CleanFeed, that's what I was thinking of. Well, maybe you should set that up.
CleanFeed is very nice.
You've got that already, have you?
I've got that already, ready to go when you are. As soon as you catch up, as many people have told you many times before, we'll be there waiting for you.
Here we go. Okay, small gains on Wall Street yesterday, a bit of a bounce in the tech sector, and also some robust US housing data as well.
Yeah, markets are helped a little bit by the data on the housing side yesterday from the US. Somewhat of a volatile session, it has to be said. Investors, I think, trying to balance out the alarming rate of rising infections for the coronavirus with the prospects of a vaccine and, of course, hopes of a compromise deal on a new US stimulus package. Look at COVID-19. Of course, we have to. Numbers now close to 32 million confirmed cases. Death rate approaching that 1 million mark. US and France reporting record number of cases since the pandemic started, seen spikes in Germany. Although we should, of course, acknowledge the fact that the record numbers partly reflects the increase in testing that's been taking place. But markets watching those medical numbers very carefully indeed, because they know the higher they go, the greater the amount of restrictions will be put in place, the more that's likely to infringe upon the economic recovery that's been taking place. In terms of US stimulus, House Democrats have started drafting a roughly $2.4 trillion proposal, while smaller than the $3.4 trillion package which was passed back in May. The new proposal is much larger than Senate Republicans have said that they could accept. What we do know is the high frequency data showing recovery in the United States has been slowing down. Without fiscal help, fears that recovery could certainly stall. US stocks did close in positive territory yesterday, but well off the session highs. S&P 500 was up 0.3%. The NASDAQ was up 0.37%. But we are looking at a better start on the European bourses this morning. Tony Corner, the FTSE up 38 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 63 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 21 points.
Leaving the content of Rishi Sunak's speech to the House of Commons aside yesterday, he is a very impressive speaker, isn't he? And I just wonder, you know, is he going to end up in number 10 sooner rather than later?
Well, there's lots of debate around this, of course. Are there now starting to be frictions between number 10 and number 11? What does that mean? And he has put on, as you say, an impressive display since coming into the job and being faced with the monumental task of trying to help the British economy navigate its way out of the recession. Yesterday, the Chancellor did reiterate the Prime Minister's statement that for at least 6 months, the virus and restrictions are going to be a fact of our life. He commented that our economy is likely to undergo a more permanent adjustment and that we need to adapt. In saying that, of course, there were further measures to move on from the furlough scheme to the job support scheme, which is be seen as important, because the real concern is, of course, you're going to get a surge in unemployment rate. There's support for the self-employed. Businesses will continue to be a key priority, helping them with their cash flow and to protect jobs. So companies can continue to apply for bounce back loans and pay as you grow options. So all those things. Deferring tax as well. Chancellor announced to allow businesses to spread their VAT bills over smaller payments with no interest to pay, and announcing that he would continue to keep in place the VAT cuts for the hospitality and leisure sector. So a broad range of packages continuing to be very helpful, but eventually you have to believe the day of reckoning will come. The question is, how quickly can the economy recover before we get to that point?
Yes, they're forecasting sort of double digits unemployments by the end of the year. And I mean, he handled that press conference extremely well afterwards as well. He was very, very smooth. So, and actually quite refreshing to, dare I say it, seeing a politician being honest, because he said basically, I can't save all jobs and there will be a lot of unemployment on the way.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture between reality and hope coming through from the Chancellor yesterday, saying that there is a way for the UK to come through this problem, but it's not going to be the same economy that where we were at the pre-pandemic. And there will be rising unemployment numbers. Double digits still seems, of course, very scary. And let's hope we don't get to that. That's probably ahead of our forecast. I think we've got unemployment peaking at around 8.3% and then starting to improve over the course of the next 12 to 18 months as we get towards the end of this year. So there will be some good news coming through, I think, around jobs. But the reality is that adjustment that he's been talking about is significant, and companies need to be aware that that's going to be the case.
Okay. Have they started putting the border posts up around Surrey yet? And have you applied for your visa to enter Kent?
Not just yet. The lots of ramifications, of course, of Brexit and what it means for the UK economy has been somewhat overshadowed by the coronavirus, but the reality of Brexit will start to dawn on many companies, particularly those that are reliant on supply chains coming through from Europe or exporting their products into the European Union. The logistics of that are becoming somewhat scary, it has to be said. Some really dire forecasts about what it's going to mean for the transportation of those goods and how they're going to get through those key border points, particularly as there'll be a rapid increase, of course, in the documentation that's required for many companies to move their goods. So, yes, I think many people will now be thinking about exactly what it means for them and what will need to be in place as we make that transition out of the European Union.
And while we're all enjoying our lovely Spanish tomatoes in the winter, you'll be grubbing around for turnips, won't you?
Well, there'll be no one to pick those four-month and fruits and vegetables in the UK, so we may not even be enjoying that.
You know, I laugh, but it's not really funny, is it? Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.27 this morning. Euro dollar at 1.16. €1, 9 cents for your British pound this morning.
So I don't suppose there's any chance of BT fixing that line. You know, it's Friday's amongst us best day of the week. They'll be down the pub now, won't they?
Well, only till 10 o'clock this evening, of course. So people apparently making much earlier start than previously was the case before the restrictions came through. So getting anything done in Britain is hard. Getting anything done in the afternoon on Friday would appear to be somewhat impossible.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Hank Possum Bark.